We move on, and we're moving on to our Legal Eagle slot for today. Peter standing by, no headlines, but going straight into our Legal Eagle slots. And Peter, on this public holiday Monday, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners, wherever you may be listening in. A lovely day at Sinsa. Like you mentioned, we always need the rain, but I think we've had enough of it. In heaven for a whole week. As normal, it's played havoc with electricity and roads and all sorts of things. But we can never say no to water.
Indeed.
Our chat this morning will be on the South African Tobacco Products Control Act, commonly referred to as a TPCA. So if anybody hears me using the word TPCA, it's because we refer to it as the Tobacco Products Control Act. Not a long chat this morning, a short one, but it's something. And last week, I know that they were out, the Department of Health, raiding a number of establishments in East London and surrounding areas, checking on them, finding bars and pubs that allowed smoking without the proper ruling in place for that. So that particular act controls public places where people can smoke. Bars and pubs in particular are covered. It doesn't ban it completely, but what it does say is that it must be a designated smoking area within the establishment, and there are strict rules and conditions that are applicable to it. So basically, the first start is that a lot of people don't realize that smoking in public is actually prohibited. So not like the old days where you could drive down the road in your car with a cigarette in your hand, smoking out of the car window, walk down the street smoking, which still happens with a number of people. I mean, a lot of people say, who's going to stop me smoking in my car? Certainly not anybody. But unfortunately, the law is that you may not do that. Smoking in public places, supermarkets, pubs, offices, and things like that, basically is restricted. You know, hotels, workplaces, everywhere. Smoking at a workplace in particular, people don't realize you cannot just go outside, sit outside the front door and have a smoke. I mean, you drive past buildings all over the show and you see the guys and girls sitting outside on the pavement having a smoke. Some of them got the cheek to put a chair out there and smoke outside the front door, which is not allowed.
It's not legal.
You know, It's restricted in outdoor areas, and you may not smoke within 10 meters of a doorway, a ventilation net, a window of a public place. So if you're in a mall, you can't go sit in the middle of the mall, light up a cigarette, not allowed. If you go outside the mall, I mean, and I saw a lot of this when I was in Aussie, they have designated areas which are about 20 meters from the building, you know, not within the first 10 meters. So they're very similar to us in that particular area. And one asks then, well, what is the position? And, you know, I've got a pub and my people want to smoke, what must I do? So in hotels, pubs, restaurants, workplaces, you've got to allocate an area, and it can designate up to 25% of the indoor space for smoke, provided it's enclosed, separated by solid partitions, and ventilated directly to the outside. So it's quite a thing. You can't just smoke like that. It's got to be there. It's got to be well cordoned off. Old Sabonian Club in East London is a good example of that. They have the smoking room off the bar, the old main bar, and it's completely closed off with proper ventilation, you know, drawing the smoke out and everything. So, and the doors are kept closed over there. You go in and out. They can't open the doors and let the air in. That's what you've got there. You know, it's also restricted in outdoor areas, believe it or not. Like I mentioned already, must be 10 meters away from any doorway, ventilation inlets, windows of a public place. So, you know, you can't just say, okay, there's a veranda, go outside and smoke on the veranda. That's not allowed.
Right.
The next thing is who is responsible? So it's the owner in those public places that has a duty to ensure that smoking rules are followed. You know, they have to make sure that that the areas are designated. If there are designated areas, you get a lot of pubs that are no smoking, full stop, end of story.
Mm-hmm.
Some owners choose to do that, whether or not it prejudices their trade, one does not know.
Mm.
Very seldom to be found, though, because smokers seem to be, if I can say, smokers seem to be the main boozers for some unknown reason. Mm. Wherever you see a pub, you always got a bunch of smokers, no doubt. So the owners are the people that need to enforce it, are the people responsible. If there is an inspection, they're the ones that will be penalized. And the fines are not cheap, let me put it to you that way. You know, the fines can start at 500 Rand, and establishments like a pub or a bar can get a fine of up to 50,000 Rand
sure.
for violating that. So especially these places, and we've got a number of them all over the show, where they just allow smoking freely inside the pub. They say our customers don't moan, they're quite happy. But that there can bring a fine of up to 50,000. So, owners, if you're listening, beware, be careful. So if you then sum it up, basically, smoking is allowed in a designated area. A bar is a public place. So don't come along and say, oh, it's my private bar. I will do what I want to do in there. Unfortunately, the public go in there. You don't have an exclusive membership or family only in there. So it must be a designated area, must be specific, must meet the requirements of the enclosure and ventilation rules and regulations in that regard. So make sure that you actually find out what is necessary and that it's done correctly. And then, of course, the owner, like I say, he's the person responsible. So don't come along and blame the poor old barman or something like that. You say, oh, no, he allowed the smoking there. I don't normally allow smoking. You know, that's not going to get you off in any way. That often happens. The people are not supposed to smoke here. I went home to go fetch something, and I came back, and the people were smoking. You know, the law is not silly. The law enforcement officers are not silly. They will watch you. They won't just track you. They will watch you and do that. And then, of course, there's that most important thing, and I mean, a lot of people think that vaping is legal.
Yeah.
Vaping is also prohibited.
Mm.
Not allowed. In fact, I've seen one or two little articles lately with Facebook that there's a gent that's been so sick over vaping, lost his lung and all sorts of things and not given long to live, where they clearly state that vaping is worse than smoking.
Yeah,
vaping fits into the same exact position.
So it's
smoking in the workplace. That's vaping. I mean, there's a lot of it going along. A lot of people give up smoking to do vaping, not realizing that it's a lot worse for their health. It's been proven. I know some countries around the world are really having a close look at it and intend banning it, and that type of thing. Workplace exceptions. Is there an exception? Do you have to give your staff the right to smoke? No, you don't. You know, your staff get a tea break, a lunch break, maybe an afternoon break, and they're entitled to go away and go smoke somewhere.
During those times.
Don't have a designated, if they don't have a designated area, they cannot smoke. I mean, you know, a lot of firms just allow their staff out every hour or so to smoke, which is actually not allowed, not required, let me put it to you that way.
Yeah.
If you're a smoker these days, you're actually in trouble. I mean, from the old days where everybody smoked just where they were, at their desks, on the aeroplanes, in the motor vehicle, in the shopping centers, when you went for a walk with your dog, all of that is no longer allowed.
Yeah,
all of that has fallen away. The workplace has exceptions for it. And, you know, the sad thing is that stricter laws can be implemented by each province as well.
Yeah.
So subnational jurisdictions, if you want to call it that, that's the name they use for it. You know, they can enforce smoking laws as well. So you can get a specific license for a pub, and it will specify, you know, the inspectors have done the premises and don't believe there's any place where smoking can take place. So it will be a 100% total non-smoking bar. Does restrict it, but that's what it's there for. So when you sum up all of this, you know, the position is such that smoking, the TPCA, like we said, Tobacco Products Control Act, does restrict smoking in public areas, bars, public establishments, and that type of thing. And the bar, in particular, and pubs is where there seems to be a major concern and where most of the inspections and that are taken, or done, shall I say. You know, these days you find that in public people are fairly good. You do find, I mean, a lot of times you see a supermarket and outside will be standing in the car park, one of the two of the people that are together or something, maybe just having a last smoke before they go in. But I must say, I don't think I've seen anybody smoking in a supermarket or a clothing shop or anything like that in recent times, as opposed to the old times. And one wonders how we lived with it 20, 30 years ago, because, I mean, people smoked anywhere. You went into a clothing shop and there were the people sitting smoking whilst the lady was trying on their clothes and things like that. I remember that well. I just remember working in a clothing shop as a little boy, and on the counter used to be an ashtray for the fellow salesman. You know, if there was nobody in the shop, they'd sit on their little stool and have a smoke.
Have a smoke. Well, I mean, just talking like that, Peter, I mean, my parents didn't smoke, but yet there were ashtrays in the house. And people would come in and light up, and the house would smell like an ashtray for a week afterwards. But that was just accepted.
Yeah. That was the big thing, to have a glass ashtray, to have a big ashtray, a small ashtray. I remember, like you're saying now, I remember back home as well. Okay, my mom smoked, my dad never touched it. But exactly what you're saying, the house was full of fancy ashtrays. I think every room had an ashtray for some unknown reason, including the bedroom. The old lady came and sat on the bed and
had a smoke.
Said goodnight prayers in the evening or something like that. She was quite happy to light up a cigarette in some circumstances, which was the in thing. Nobody worried about it. I mean, wherever you went. If you look at the aeroplanes, the older aeroplanes have still got the little ashtrays in the middle.
Yeah, and lights. You know, the lights said you could smoke now, and then suddenly, you know, everybody lights up a smoke in, you know, 35,000 feet above the ground, and you're sitting in an aluminium tube that's got more jet fuel on it than you care to know, and there people are smoking away quite happily.
I mean, if you think of the old motor cars as well, every car had a cigarette lighter. I mean, they still have the cigarette. They don't have the cigarette lighter itself these days, but they still have the little hole to put the cigarette connection in these days to use to an air pump or a charger or something like that. But I mean, okay, I think one thing that you don't see, I know my cars, none of my cars have ashtrays anymore.
Yeah.
But I remember the old ashtrays people used to smoke so much that the ashtrays couldn't close anymore. They were so full of smoke that cigarette butts that weren't emptied.
Yeah.
That you couldn't close the ashtray. It sat in the car the next morning when you got in, you had that real stink.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just talking quickly about the, you know, you mentioned the aeroplanes. I was actually reading an article, and the way an aeroplane's ventilation system works is it's got an exhaust port, you know, where all the stale air blows out. And some of the aeroplanes, you could actually see marks. This is in the old days when smoking was allowed in the air. You could actually see marks on the body of the aircraft where these vents actually blew out from all the gunk coming out from the cigarette smoke and all sorts of things. So you can just imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you look as well, I mean, if you go into a house or if you go into a pub that allows smoking and you look up at the ceiling, you'll see that difference in color, that yellow. You know, and houses as well. If you're going to people who smoke and going to their houses, you will you naturally just smell the smoke in there.
In the building.
And if you have a look, you'll see that, you know, on the ceiling and places like that. And if you come to clean it, you can the ceiling, you can see it quite easily. It's common. No doubt about it.
Amazing.
You look at the ceiling and you look in that corner over there that's yellow. You look in this corner where nobody smokes and it's white.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing when you look at that. Yeah. So, basically the regulation there is quite clear. No person may smoke any tobacco product in any place. No person may smoke any tobacco product, in places that are not specifically designated.
Yeah.
And, smoke-free places, designated smoking areas in indoor places, workplaces, public transport is a must and needs to be adhered to. And, the law prohibits smoking. Mm. But, yes, it does allow, in terms of the Gazette, the minister has allowed to permit up to 25% of a workplace or a pub or anything like that as a designated smoking area.
And that's the law. It's amazing how things have changed over the years.
Just to confirm as well that, our smoking regulations in the Government Gazette, and that I think they're more specific and state that, the tobacco cannot be smoked in stadiums, in arenas, in sports facilities, playgrounds, zoo, other premises, supermarkets, and that type of thing. It actually stipulates that. So it's not as if it's something that, it's not covered in the Act, I can smoke. You've got to be very, very careful.
Yeah,
It's really, really covered properly and correctly. And the laws are there. The Act is there. Mm. When you apply for certain liquor licenses as well, they will ask you to state what is your take on smoking and that type of thing. So, you need to show. I mean, I know certain provinces have different rules. Like I said, the different provinces have different rules regarding smoking. If you're in an area, make sure you find out what the position is. Don't just think that you can do what you want to do with it.
And
the Tobacco Act is there. Smoking laws are there. Believe it or not, you can Google the Tobacco Products Control Act. You can Google, smoking illegal in public and that type of thing, and it will set it out quite clearly for you. The Act is quite old. It's been around, believe it or not, since 1993. And people don't realize it, but that's how long we've not been smoking in pubs,
public,
and
sure,
supermarkets and that type of thing. And that Act, actually, to the best of my knowledge, if I'm correct, in the Act you will see where it is permitted. You can have a smoking establishment. So you get, I remember old Bernie Cigar Bar, we registered that as a smoking pub. It was actually registered as a smoking pub. They were allowed to smoke in there.
Yeah.
So, if you were a non-smoker or took offense,
don't go there.
Don't go in. That's permission. That's how it was registered.
Yeah.
Nightclubs, casinos, and places like that, they all have their demarcated areas. Restaurants as well. These days, you go to the Wimpy or the Spur or whatever it may be, and you'll see a boxed-in area where the smokers go. I think the best I ever saw was when Connie and myself were flying overseas, and we went through one airport, and Connie had to get on a train and travel about 4 or 5 km up to a smoking area, and then came back stinking like you can't believe. She said that they were like sardines in there. They've all got their own thing. Passenger ships, not allowed to smoke on there. Trains, not allowed to smoke. Sorry. Airports in particular are a no-no these days. I don't know when you're waiting at the airport where you can go smoke. I think there are designated areas somewhere. But I think people have to walk miles if you go into an international airport. It's not just a case of slipping over there. And I know as well, once you're through, control, you go into the designated areas where you're going to board, there's no smoking. Having traveled recently, there was no smoking there at all, not allowed. When we went to Aussie the other day, Colin, she doesn't normally smoke, but when she wanted to have a smoke, I think after flying for about 18, 19 hours, they stood in a little around the corner corridor somewhere. The smokers, that's where the smokers were. And she said, no, I'm not going out there. Bloody madness. You've got to go walk. A far way to go and have a cigarette. Sit outside like you're sitting in the gutter having a cigarette.
Like you're an outcast.
I suppose it puts you off if you've got to do something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's part of the thing, is to try and discourage it as best as possible.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Mm, mm.
So yes, South Africa, we are a smoke-free country, unfortunately. Another thing, you know, you've got all your rules and regulations there as well. There's no duty. If you've got a smoking area, there's no duty. You know, people have complained about ashtrays that aren't emptied and things like that.
Yeah,
so there's no law to say you must remove ashtrays. Signage, yes, it's necessary to put signage up to say whether you're a smoking or a non-smoking area at the door. That's very important. So if there's no sign that it's allowed smoking, then it's a non-smoking automatically.
Okay.
You know, and the same, you know, the Tobacco Act is very strict. If you look at a box of cigarettes these days, it gives you a warning on every box. You cannot buy a box of cigarettes without the anti-smoking warning on it.
Yeah.
And that type of thing. Already mentioned that, you know, a fine of up to 50,000 for smoking in public is there. It can start as low as 500, but it's up to 50,000. So it's quite a steep one.
Yeah.
You know, and the act is readily available. It's not as if it's something you know, that people don't know about. I think the norm today is people know you may not smoke. That's basically where we are over there. And you know, it's not something that you see every day in the court, people being caught and brought to court and fighting it. Because I think people take fright when they're given a fine, and the best thing to do is rather just pay the fine and
pay it and
the pain away.
Get on with it.
That's what happens over there.
Well,
Your private offices, your hospitals, your airports, your residential areas, your healthcare facilities, and all that are all controlled in the Act. The Act stipulates each of these different places. You can look up any sort of section, you know, and you'll find it over there. There'll be queries on it. There'll be law sources on it, analysis of it, you know. So workplaces and that, very, very strict control is necessary. You know, that's basically. So a lot of people come along and say, well, what's the difference between smoking a cigarette and lighting a fire? Smoke is smoke. But unfortunately, it's not. There is a huge difference, you know. There's no nicotine in a piece of wood that you burn.
Yeah.
Whereas a cigarette has that poisonous thing called nicotine that they are so worried about. Yeah.
And you're also not going to go and light a fire in the middle of the Hemingway's Mall either. I mean, that'll probably also get you arrested.
That's true. Yeah. Well, you know, as I say, it covers everything. An interesting one also is what happens in prisons and detention facilities. Are you allowed to smoke there? You know, these are people that are, I mean, if a person got a smoking problem, when I say smoking problem, if he's a smoker and he's sent to jail or something like that, you know, likewise, the analysis there, the strictly speaking, the law is such that the prison must have a smoking area.
Right.
So I don't have to be in jail and sit with people that are smoking inside the area where I'm detained because it's barred off. You know, if somebody wants to smoke, they must go outside and smoke. I remember being in when I did my military training, every 15 minutes was a smoke break. I mean,
I remember smoker, that.
You were good. You watchful. March or do PT exercise for 15 minutes, and then you had to stop, and everybody sat and had a cigarette.
Yeah,
give them 5 minutes to smoke. It was ridiculous.
I used to enjoy so that because
15 minutes you work, you got 5 minutes to smoke.
I remember those days. I used to cash in on the breaks. You know,
everybody was happy with that. I mean, it was a time where the non-smokers ran away and went and got cool drinks and tuck shop and things like that. But the smokers used to sit on the banks and
enjoy it.
I remember as well when I was doing my training that the worst part was that, you know, you only had your top pockets to put your cigarettes in. So if you had a instructor that hated smoking, he'd make sure that he'd make you leopard crawl through the mud
and get Get everything away. Oh, boy. Peter, we can talk about that on and on. But, yeah, some pretty decent rules and well-enforced as well in the interests of everybody's health.
Yeah. So that's where you are. Schools and that are 100% smoke-free these days. Uh-huh. Of course, as well, there's no smoking areas allowed in the school. There's no. The latest thing in our province as well is that alcohol has been banned by our minister on any school premises completely, which is something that needs to be sorted. And of course, you know, the motor vehicle, don't think, oh, it's my motor vehicle, I can smoke.
Yeah.
Any motor vehicle with a child under 12 years is 100% smoke-free area. You cannot. The law prohibits smoking in a vehicle where children 12 years and under are to be found.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a 50,000 rand fine as well. You need to be very careful, very careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter. Thanks. Thank you.
Subject.
And lastly, last question, as always, if somebody wants to reach you, maybe they've got some queries about what we've chatted about.
Yes, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road. And we do appreciate the calls that we get quite regularly from listeners. Got two last week, which was very nice, interesting queries that they've got. They'll find us at 6 Sansom Road, Alum's Attorney, 6 Sansom Road in Berea. Mm-hmm. Telephone 043-7211-018. And, of course, the easiest way to find us is to like us on Facebook, add an S to our surname, so it becomes A-L-L-A-M-S, Alum's. And also on your Wild Coast topic or for the day, you'll see there if you... you know, have liked Wild Coast FM on Facebook, you'll find us in that section as well of Facebook. So we're easily available to be contacted. Send a message and we'll always respond.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you very much for taking time to chat to us. And we'll chat again next week, Monday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheers then. Thanks, always. Peter. There we go. Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle Chats. And Peter will be back on next week, Monday.